The following presentation involves three friends who get together and talk confidently about topics they know nothing about.
It's probably never right at 50%. That's like saying it's really easy to win the lottery.
You have been fact-checked and you are wrong.
Boom. Roasted.
We're moving on. Chris, you were wrong.
Welcome to the podcast.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
Can I just jump in here?
As you wish.
I've decided that I'm going to be the intelligent one on this podcast because I know the most about everything.
Your love of the halfling's leaf has clearly slowed your mind.
I mean, these people are not audio people at all. They have no idea. Until they let me actually run the show here, I'm kind of just letting them talk.
Are you talking to us?
No, we're rolling, yeah, so continue.
I don't know. Now that the mics are on, I don't really want to talk.
A little fight now. I like that.
Throughout my day, I mean, honestly, I hate most people.
Now, get excited.
I am very excited. I am always excited.
Here they are, stupid fat hobbits.
I never know what to start with.
It's a good way to start.
Like to bring us all in.
Yeah, to bring us all in. Here we are. I mean, you know.
Well, tell us a joke. Do you have a joke? Anything to make Pat laugh?
Oh, to make Pat laugh a joke?
Excuse me.
Okay, I was editing with Pat last weekend, okay? And if we had a cough counter for the amount of coughs I have to mute your mic for, I think I'd be the wealthiest man.
I had three.
Have you noticed this? Apparently, every episode you have like 3 to 5 coughs
that are like so loud that I like it's incredibly loud, and it's like the coughs only happen, they only start like once the podcast is being recorded. Have you noticed that?
It's because I'm talking
5 seconds into the podcast being recorded, we get a huge cough from Johnny.
He's now about, you're going to be so self-conscious while we record now.
No, I don't give a shit. Like, cough all I want, but I think the reason is I'm not used to talking that much. You know, I go the whole week at work not really talking at all, and then boom, Thursday hits and I have to talk for an hour straight.
So it's the talking that makes you cough, not any other factors.
Oh no, it definitely contributes to the coughing, but I don't really cough if I'm out there jeweling. But when I combine the jewel and the talking plus a little bit of whiskey,
Johnny's dangerous. Like, my forget lung capacity it. Is pretty good, but when I have to do multiple things.
Now, if you had me walking up a flight of stairs while talking and jeweling, I would die.
It's a lot of reasons Johnny will die. A lot of ways Johnny could die. It's a miracle it hasn't happened sooner.
Seriously. I have to make it to 33. I'll be letting everyone down if I don't.
So. Fair.
You're well on your way, though. I think you're doing pretty well.
I'm putting in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, you've got a little too much momentum.
I have too much momentum.
Yeah, I think your body needs to start breaking down more.
Breaking down faster, you mean?
You're on a trajectory to surpass 33, and that's a problem.
Oh, I disagree.
What's the drink of choice tonight, Johnny? We haven't done a little what's in the glass in a while.
I'm drinking a whiskey Coke.
Whiskey Coke, okay. Pat?
I have the drink of the masses. Michelob Ultra.
Chickalobe Ultra. Yeah.
Who actually, who drinks Michelob? Like, what is its thing?
I mean, they think.
Cyclists.
Michelob thinks that runners and cyclists drink their beer because that's who is in all of their commercials. I don't know who actually drinks it.
It's like the beer for athletes.
I think that's how they're marketed.
I don't know. I in all the commercials, there's always some guy riding a bike up a hill and then he cools off with a Michelob. And I hate cyclists so much that I despise that beer because of that asshole riding up the hill on the bike.
There was a cyclist in front of me on my way. I was going to somewhere in Falls Church. I can't remember where. And there was the cyclist just in the middle of my lane. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking like middle of my lane. And I never really had a thing against cyclists on the road. It's never really bothered me. This put me over the edge. I think I'm with you now. Like,
oh yeah, they're the worst. They think that the road is theirs and they're Lance Armstrong in the Tour de France.
Just because the law says they can be there doesn't mean they should be.
No.
But the law Does the law say you can just take up the road? Like,
it's share the road.
If there are any cyclists out there listening to this, are you consciously thinking that you are just ruining the day for thousands of your fellow citizens?
Yeah,
you are ruining their day. It's not like a
slight
day.
Inconvenience. It is the worst thing that will happen to someone on their day. Like, it is unbelievably annoying.
And even if you think you're on like the far right side of the lane, trust me, you're in the way. Like, yeah, you're in the way.
Do you know what really frustrates me is some I don't know why we're calling them cyclists. They're bicyclists. Let's add some authenticity to this. Cyclist makes them sound too cool.
Cyclist does not sound cool at all.
When you're on like a major road, a lot of times they'll have a very large sidewalks.
Like, okay.
Almost like it's designed for pedestrians and cyclists. And they'll still take up like Fairfax County Parkway. They'll just take a lane. It's like, no, you've got like a 30-foot wide sidewalk over there. I don't think the pedestrians will mind.
Yeah.
But what about pedestrian safety? I think the whole reason they don't want them on the sidewalk.
What is safer, a bike running into a person or a car running into a cyclist? Like, this is...
He has a point.
I don't know. Like, I sort of understand the principle of like a bicyclist being in the road and being like, please don't hit me. Like, I have right of way. But at the same time, it's like, you're risking everything. Like, you actually trust these people and these massive vehicles.
They literally squeeze into their little skin tight suits and ride
with the cleat things
and just risk their lives every day to ruin everyone's day. I'm surprised more don't get hit on purpose. Like, I've almost run one off the road once. I was so angry.
Can I also ask another question? Who thought it was a good idea to invent those stupid bicycle cleats that like plug into? How does anyone think that's a good idea? That's the most unsafe thing.
Yeah, how do you get that out? Like, what
I think
if
it's
you're
kind
about
of like
off?
Skis. Like pressure will knock them out.
What if you're like an expert and they're extra tight? You just get like nudged by a car and you're just wobbling. Can't get out.
I think it's kind of like the whole captain goes down with the ship thing.
Mm.
You know, like the cyclist goes down with his bike. Like if he's gonna get hit by a car, he wants to go down with
it. We shouldn't be worried or upset about them being locked into their death trap. We should be praising this because they're more likely to die.
and there we go.
But clearly they're not dying at a high enough clip to make them stop, which is...
No, well, I think
because people cave in and give them.
No. That's what's frustrating is that that's why they're starting to take more of the center of the road now, because they're not dying. It's like they're going out there to die.
They're getting too comfortable.
And it's not working.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe they all have a suicide pact and they really do want to get hit.
Yeah.
But there's no one will do it.
And they come together.
So
they're being
bolder and bolder. Yeah.
In their meetings in the dead of night, they're like, guys, it's not working. Let's go like 2 feet to the left.
I'm thinking like middle-aged, you know, dads. All right, honey, going out for my bike ride. I'll be home for dinner.
Good luck, honey. Don't disappoint.
Just every day hoping he doesn't have to make that bike ride home.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, anyway, that's...
Well, we're sorry if you're a cyclist or a bicyclist. Or a unicyclist out there on the streets. There could be some of those. We don't know. I don't hate them as much for some reason.
Well, see, a unicyclist on the street, it's like, that's the most authentic cyclist there is. It's like, I really want to die.
But also, if I was stuck behind a guy on a unicycle, wouldn't
that'd
be that
be
mad.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I would take some videos. Like,
it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah,
no, wouldn't
that would
me.
Make your day, yeah, not exactly, ruin your day.
Exactly. Yeah. Just the 60-year-olds who think they're going to be in the next fucking Olympics. Sorry, I get really heated about cyclists.
Well, there's like a whole culture around it, and
you're
not in the know.
What about Peloton people? Are we cool with that? They're like,
if they're not on the road,
totally fine.
Let's fucking go. You're the greatest human being on earth.
Yeah.
Go totally spend your money on a Peloton that you're not going to use.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be a stuff your neighbor has at some point. But, well, very good. Very good. Yes. We have some administrative items to get to.
Administrative items.
Thank you, Pat. We had two polls from last week's episode. The first was the pop take by Pat, which was atrocious to me. If this wins, I think I might quit the podcast. But his pop take was that Spirit Airlines is a good airline. Do we have the results for this, Patrick?
We do have the results, but as discussed previously multiple times on multiple episodes, there are no winners and losers in this, apparently. So
we do need to ask that. I was going to ask that this week, and I think I forgot.
Oh,
so
the one poll that you were responsible for.
It's not a poll. It's a, well, I guess it could be a poll. No, it was more of a question and answer. It was a Q&A.
You're just doing the same. You're like pulling the same logic that we do with the pop take. Well, I guess it just means nothing. It's not really a question.
This isn't a set in stone thing. It's not like we have to give the results of this next week. This is tied to the episode.
That's fine. But despite the fact that officially 68% disagreed with me that Spirit Airlines is a good airline.
Yeah, that's right.
That's higher than I thought it was going to be.
It is higher, which means cue the celebration because it didn't pop, right? That's what you guys were saying. No, like, maybe if it stays a pop take, then that means it's a good pop take.
It just stays a pop take. There's no.
You just said we're not supposed to celebrate and then asked for the ceremony immediately.
Pat just tries to find any little victory he can find.
That's what life's all about, man.
Yeah, it's little things.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy.
I found a piece of gum in my sweatpants today after I pulled them out of the dryer. I chewed it.
No, you didn't. Like it was a wrapped, like, new piece of gum.
And no, it was like one of those, you know how you haven't worn a pair of pants in a long time and you find one of those, like, sweaty, wrinkled, old pieces of gum.
But it's still in the wrapper?
Yeah. How would a piece of gum not be in the wrapper? Like, I chewed it and then elongated it and shoved it in my pocket?
The water temperature could have melted it.
Oh, I see.
Or disintegrated it?
Did you eat it after the...
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
That's nasty.
What? Why? It's just heat. I mean, it might mess with the water. Particles.
Did it have any flavor
at
all?
The dryer. There's no water
in the
dryer. Wait,
hang on. Do you wash your clothes and then put them in the dryer, or do you just dry your clothes?
Johnny, you know what? That's a very good point. I didn't think of that. But that just means that, like, I didn't have to wash the gum myself.
Right.
Who washes their gum?
You don't wash your gum?
That's right up there with washing chicken.
I don't know. Because they don't wash the gum for you.
Well,
do you wash your own vegetables?
Yeah,
I hope you do. Do you wash your own meat?
No. You shouldn't wash meat.
Do you wash meat, Pat?
I don't know why I asked that question. All right, my logic is faltering. It's crumbling very quickly.
Well, what's not crumbling is that stat that your pop take remained a pop take and that people agree that Spirit Airlines sucks.
Yeah.
So,
although I like 32%. I'll keep that's a good for me personally. That's a strong pop take.
Yeah,
that means I have a very strong.
Mrs. Rosa, we're glad you had a good experience.
That's true.
We have not had very well. I have not had very good.
I have had perfectly adequate experiences.
I've had fun experiences.
Well, I'm glad that I'm on the winning side of neutral. The one neutral side. How do we say this? I don't know. I'm glad I'm on the side that you're not on, bitch.
Did you guys know? Did you guys ever see the movie Spirit?
Yeah. Okay. I love that.
Okay.
I
was curious if anyone recognized that.
Dude, Bryan Adams.
Spirit's an underrated movie.
Bryan Adams, right? Didn't Bryan Adams have the soundtrack for that?
Yeah, Hans Zimmer and Bryan Adams.
And Bryan Adams. Fantastic soundtrack.
Maybe that. We should watch that for a movie night soon.
That was actually our... what's that one song that's in there? When they're... charging or riling, he's like riling up the horses.
Here I am. his raspy voice.
It's something like that. But we would we had an intramural basketball team in college, and that was always our pump up song in the dorms before we would run over to the gym. We would like blast that and then be like, "All right, let's go!" And they would like sprint across campus to the gym and go in there and get like 40. All right. Well, second pop take, Pat. What was that? That was the
second poll.
Second poll.
This was the LOTR impersonation contest.
That's
between you, who held the crown or still hold the crown up to now, and Johnny. And the quote was by Sam.
Frodo.
It was by Frodo.
You are right.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be with you, Samwise Gamgee.
Here at the end of all things.
Here at the end of all things. And if we recall, my decision was that Johnny won this impersonation contest. So let's just make sure that's clear before we read the results in case I didn't pull through. I probably did, but.
Okay. So now that you've verified to cover your back, let's go to the ice.
After further review, the call on the ice stands.
Yes.
Well done, Johnny. Well
you,
done.
Thank you.
Johnny has to pick her.
Can you play my music, please?
I thank think,
you.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Ceremonial passing of the crown music. Congratulations, Johnny. Well done. Well
thank
done.
You.
I will commend myself. I continued my perfect streak of subjective judgments here.
That is true.
So there's that. I had that going for me. I'm not ashamed of this loss because I also chose the loss.
I really want to get an overturned here.
Well, the people need to speak. The people need
to... Well, Chris is just like covering his back. Anytime it gets close, he's going to vote for the other person.
No, right.
The JP and I was super close, and I voted for myself.
I guess that's true. You only won that one by one vote.
Minimal vote.
Wait.
Johnny won this...
We're allowed to vote for ourselves?
No.
Okay, you can't. Okay. You can't. Johnny won this by almost 80%.
This was a landslide. Yeah. And well, I messed up a line. That's a big factor. The peasants aren't going to let me get away with that one.
That's true. We hold them to a high standard. Yeah. They hold us to a high standard.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. Right. Thus, therefore...
one
thusly.
More. There you go.
Johnny is the victor. So well done, Johnny. You have the crown, and we'll see if Pat can take it from... Well, I guess if he wins, he takes it from you. But if I win, I take it
from
remember, you.
No, remember, we've discussed this. We share it.
You share the crown?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Because we have the humility and the grace to share power willingly and fruitfully.
Right. And not tyrants or dictators. Yeah.
That's right. So I guess we'll see if I can take the crown back next week.
Next week. Wow, we're ending already. No. That was quick.
All right. Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Chris here with Pat and Johnny as usual.
That's me. And that's also me.
That's he.
Johnny, let's go down to the warm, sunny state of Florida and find out what happenings are happening.
Okay. Let's get to the news.
This is breaking news from Florida.
Alrighty. This one's a little short, but pretty good. Florida man rips urinal from wall and runs naked into the woods.
Short, simple, to the point.
Sounds correct. Sounds right up there, Alan.
A true microcosm of the
first
Florida
of all,
experience.
How strong do you need to be to rip a urinal from the wall?
I would say drugged up strong.
It's got to be you're on a drug or something.
I don't even know if that's possible, though.
No.
Even
PCP, you get like super strong.
I don't even think we have to discuss what kind of drugs he was on. Every Florida story, they're on drugs, right?
I would say 85% they're on drugs.
Okay, you have to find, I have a mission for you. You have to find all the Florida stories where soberly they committed these atrocities.
So I don't, I'll do some
sober
digging.
Sober Florida man.
Pets dog. It's going to be so boring. Well, there was one sober story I stumbled upon about a guy being attacked by a crazy squirrel, but that wasn't like that good of a story.
Oh, see, when the Florida man is sober, he becomes the victim.
Right, yeah.
Because the squirrel was on PCP. Well, as Chris says, what's so crazy about this? Like, a little prank? Who hasn't grabbed a urinal and run naked in the woods?
Yeah, well, I did try to defend one of these ones. I was like, wait, what's so weird about this?
Yeah, it was the mannequin one. It was the classic.
Well, I mean, how often have you guys ripped a urinal from a wall, then stripped naked and sprinted into the woods?
Did he take the urinal with him?
No. So this was at a sports bar, and he went into the bathroom, proceeded to rip the urinal out of the wall, walk back out, sopping wet.
Urinal in hand.
Yes.
Or on back. The urinals are pretty big.
All right. Real quickly, are we sure this isn't just a Steelers fan?
Why would a Steelers fan do that? Oh, you don't like people from Pittsburgh and Seattle.
I'm pretty sure that every Pittsburgh Steelers fan does this whenever they lose a game. Like, this is common parlance in Pittsburgh.
I never knew that was a Pittsburgh thing, but I can see
not this specifically, but they do outrageous things to their own assets.
Why would you take from a bathroom? That's like the one spot that's sacred, you know?
Because they might not go to the Super Bowl.
So it's like a very cyclist mentality. It's like, it's all about me. I don't care what my fellow man is going through.
Their pain of losing a football game is greater than the well-being of society. And yes, I'm taking major digs at Pittsburgh here, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
Yeah, seriously. You're really going after Pittsburgh on this one.
Man, I wonder if a lot of Pittsburghans have like overstretched bladders from not being able to go to the bathroom.
You think probably. I would imagine.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm sorry.
I mean, they are on the, like, they do buy the most TVs out of any city in America. Like, the most TVs are sold in Pittsburgh because they're breaking them every week.
Why are they so angry? The Steelers make the playoffs, like, almost every year.
It's not good enough for them. They need to win championships. And also, they lose to, like, really bad teams every occasionally.
They,
like,
lost, they lost to us this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To the Washington football team.
What a glorious moment. The football team.
That was the greatest. Glory. That was the greatest thing ever, and then they just collapsed from there on out. Pittsburgh sucks.
How did we get on Pittsburgh from sucks. This? This is Florida news,
Chris,
not Pittsburgh
has
news.
His angle.
Sorry,
that he has
I just
to take.
It was just on my mind. I needed to get it out there. Florida man, yes, Florida stuff. Florida panhandle.
Anyway, so once he came out sopping wet, and the staff was like, "What the hell are you doing?" That's when he ripped off his clothes and ran into the woods, and no one knows where he went. He never came back.
Him?
Nope. Never came back. Never was caught.
Did he carry the urinal with him?
No, he dropped it.
Oh, so he like threw it down, took off his all his clothes and
ran. Yeah.
Did he pay his tab?
No. He did not.
So they had his credit card?
Unclear.
Do you think it was like a defense mechanism to take off all his clothes and run? Like no one wants to chase a naked man.
Maybe, or like they were just so sopping wet. He didn't think he could run as fast in wet clothes.
Oh,
or maybe
that,
he was covered in urine.
When you take into account like the wind speed and the refractory,
and he would get chafed nipples. So.
Yeah,
it's a lot of extra weight to carry as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we just don't know where this guy is.
He's now a local legend. He's gone.
A local legend.
And this is not. He did not go to muster his army of turtles. These are two separate people.
Two separate guys. Okay. This guy was in his 20s.
Oh, wow. Young guy. Young
so
guy.
For all we know, he could be just like living in the forest off berries.
Yeah, or eaten by an alligator or something.
Wouldn't that be a way to go? That'd be a shame.
Well, I actually have another story about a guy who was eaten by an alligator while hiding from the cops.
Save it.
Was
next
it in
week.
Florida?
That wasn't that funny. That was pretty much all that happened. So
did he actually? Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, there's crazy stories down in Florida. Man. And that's just another reason not to live in Florida.
Not to live in Florida. Very good. While I don't want to throw this back to you guys, I feel like it's customary that when Pat gives a pop take, Johnny will give a pop take after, since you guys are in some kind of weird relationship, it seems, this season. You're all just ganging up on me.
Yeah.
In every facet of the show. So, Johnny, do you want to do a pop take this week?
I can do a pop take.
You have quite a few. I know of a few that are just outrageous. Not as outrageous as Pat's, but...
This one, I think you guys are going to agree, though.
Okay, we will see.
Okay.
All right, pop takes. Let's do it.
Pop takes.
Okay. This is my pop take.
Okay.
Being from Maryland is not a personality trait.
Is this a thing that you have stumbled across?
This is a widely accepted opinion. I feel like a lot of people have this same exact opinion.
Can we qualify?
Anybody from Northern Virginia probably believes
right,
this.
Right. I was going to say, can we qualify this? Is this particularly a Northern Virginian view?
Yeah. Yes. This is my personal.
We see it all the time, but I would garner that if somebody came in from out of town and stayed in Florida for a while, or maybe moved there, they would see this immediately and be repulsed.
Yeah, it's very recognizable for like out of towners.
I'm 100% on board with this. Now, is this a hot take? Is this a pop take? I mean, I don't know. I feel like this is going to be our first 100%. Well, his lordship will fight this.
We have a
death.
Lot of Maryland listeners.
Yeah, we have a few.
You know, we do. We reach our hand across the border.
I feel like I'm about to anger them with all this, but I have to say what I have to say. Being from Maryland is fine. It's not a personality trait, though.
They do love their flag for some reason.
Obsessed
it's,
with their
it's
flag.
It's always the flag and the crab cakes. Like, Virginia doesn't also share
crabs.
The bay.
Like, yeah. Also, Old Bay. It's good. It's not crack. Like,
I will agree with that, actually. Old Bay is not that good. Like, Old Bay is
wait,
good.
Is that a pop take?
Old Bay is good, but it is not, like, that good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm fully on board with this pop take.
Yeah.
I have no qualms to this at all.
I swear that they think they're the only place in the world that has crabs. Like, what are you doing? You know, but apparently that in like the off season of their crab season, they just ship all their crabs in from Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Louisiana, seriously? The true hero. And honestly, blue crabs suck.
Yeah, they're not even
soft shell blue crab. Is it blue crabs?
It's blue crabs. Yeah.
Soft shell blue crabs suck. Like they're not remotely good. They're way too difficult to eat. I mean, these are all things everybody knows. This stuff. This has been said for centuries, probably. But they're not good. Like, give me some king crab legs.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some Alaska. Like, that stuff is quality seafood. But
as someone
blue crabs?
Who's not a crab connoisseur, are there any other types of crabs?
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that blue crabs are, I think that is the soft shell.
So soft shell crabs is just talking about their molting season when they're shedding their shells.
But it's the same type of.
It's about 3 months in the spring.
Crabs grow new shells.
Yeah.
Wow. Here I am thinking we know all about sea mammalia and
snow crab legs, Alaskan king crab legs,
Apelio, rock crab.
What are those little tiny ones? Sand crabs, little sand crabs.
What are the ones you buy at the
hermit
beach?
Crabs.
Hermit crabs. Yeah.
Those are like little snacks.
You'll fry those up in a little tempura and pop them back.
But yeah, tons of different types of crabs. But that is my pop take.
Do you have an issue with this? I don't.
I mean, I agree with it. It's
listen, I brought it up because I know we have a ton of Maryland listeners and a ton of Virginia listeners. And I think everyone in Virginia is gonna agree with me. And I'm gonna see who's actually gonna try and fight this.
All right, here's a challenge for you guys when you respond to this poll. Obviously, like, pick which side you're on, but also respond to our story and let us know where you're from. We want to know where you actually live so that we can maybe do some data analytics on the results. We might know for a couple of you, but respond to the story. Let us know where you're from. It'll help us in our analysis come next week.
And if you're from Maryland, try and find something that's not the flag or the crabs or Old Bay.
Also, the Ravens suck.
I didn't even know the Ravens had a fan base.
Also, get your own damn hockey team. I'm sick and tired of Baltimore people claiming the Caps for their own. Like literally, get the fuck out of here.
You want them to root for Philly or something?
I want them to root for no one because they have no one.
You don't deserve a team.
I mean, they might actually be closer to the Flyers than to the Caps.
Oh, and miles? It's probably pretty...
It might be exactly halfway.
Yeah, it's very close. We'll have to look that up on Google. Listen,
also, I'm not saying I hate Maryland people. I love Maryland people. Most of my friends are from Maryland. Just saying.
Who's saying that?
Well, I don't want people to think I hate Maryland people. I'm just saying...
We don't hate
being from Maryland. Personality trait.
Yes. Maryland has a lot of good things.
Golf courses?
They have some good golf courses. Have better golf courses than Northern Virginia, that's for sure. We might have some better ones out in, you know, west, south of here.
Just west, naming south. Directions.
Yes. No, in the other 90% of the state.
In the west.
Into the west, perhaps?
Ooh. Into the west.
All right, well, very good, Johnny. Thank you for that pop take. We'll post that poll in the coming week. So be on the lookout for that.
Stuff your neighbor has.
Sponsor, not a sponsor.
This week, the podcast is sponsored by coffee. Are you bad at bowel movements? Are you always tired?
Do you feel like you're missing out when your coworkers are complaining about endless jitters and a pounding heart? Then you need coffee. Coffee is the ultimate productivity detox. Work hard, be sweaty, and poop.
Sit down with a steaming cup of boiled bean water, always heated to the perfect temperature to hide how bad it really tastes. It's kind of like drinking a muddy ashtray until you dump cream and sugar into it. But watch out for the diabetes.
Coffee. Suck it down.
Your coffee may come out the same color and consistency it went in. Do not be alarmed. This is natural. Coffee is the best drug you can take. It speeds up digestion and gives you common side effects to gripe about with your coworkers. Some say it can boost cognitive function and even prevent Alzheimer's. Do not listen to your overbearing friend who drinks green tea instead of coffee. They're just miserable and trying to pull you down with them.
All right. Thanks to coffee for sponsoring this episode. We haven't done In the Trenches with Tolkien in quite some time.
Yeah, we haven't. But before that, I had a quick thought.
Damn it.
There we go.
Johnny's Corner.
Johnny's Corner.
It's my fucking corner, guys. When does it stop being partly cloudy and start being partly sunny?
When you shut the fuck up.
I mean, it's probably just a percentage thing.
Is it like a 50-50? Is it like the pop take thing?
Partly cloudy.
See, I think this is actually one of Johnny's sunny corners that is actually very stupid because, well, they're all stupid. But like there is cloud cover percentage, right? It's actually a number you can read on any weather app.
Sorry, I was dozing off there for a second.
Then don't bring up this fucking pop take if you're going to insult me.
Yeah, how did
like
you know
this?
Chris was a meteorologist?
Over to weather with Chris.
So if cloud cover percentage is greater than 50%, it's partly cloudy. If cloud cover percentage is less than 50%.
But what about partly sunny?
Yeah, if it's less than 50%.
If it's at 50%, what happens 50%, then?
It's probably never right at 50%. That's like saying it's really easy to win the lottery.
You have been fact checked and you are wrong.
Boom, roasted. We're
no,
moving
Chris,
on.
Chris, you were wrong. Let us savor this moment of deep, deep arrogance.
Yes.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of my car.
According to the National Weather Service, partly cloudy and partly sunny mean exactly the same thing.
Well, then why do they do that? Why do they?
It's just descriptive. It's are you an optimist or are you a pessimist?
So which weather service is more optimistic is going to say partly sunny, and which is the ones that are more pessimistic are going to say partly
this
cloudy?
This doesn't even make sense. The definition states that between 3/8 and 5/8 of the sky is covered by clouds. It's classified as partly cloudy or partly sunny. So maybe if it's only 1/4 is covered by clouds, it's mostly sunny.
I still like my answer. Like I know that like whatever weather service is.
Yeah, the National Weather Service.
Has a definition.
Like the authority on this?
Yeah, like they're right about the weather all the time.
That's true. Okay? Don't trust the experts. You just trust your own addled brain.
If AccuWeather tells me there's a cloud cover percentage, I bet you it's going to line up with what they're calling for the overall weather of the day. If it says partly sunny, I bet you the cloud cover percentage would be less than 50%.
Right,
and well, I will give you an example.
Oh, he's getting into this one.
I'm going to look this up randomly. I'll pick a day that has
didn't know
partly
he was so big on
here we
weather.
Go.
I didn't know he was really into clouds.
Yeah. Money.
Like,
excuse me?
That was a combination of me saying Monday and sunny. So
think before you speak, Chris.
Monday, partly sunny and beautiful. The cloud cover percentage is 36%. Point stands.
Well, how does point
okay,
stand?
Okay, well, that was my corner. Moving on.
I'm very proud about this.
You shouldn't be.
How do you know that point stands? What is 3/8? What is 36%? What is 3/8? Can you do fractions, idiot?
All I'm saying is I think if it's
just
less...
Type in 3 divided by 8 on your calculator. Do it right now. Trust the expert. What is it? What's the percentage?
37.5.
And what was the percentage that you just said?
36.
Yeah. You're wrong again.
What are you proving?
Partly cloudy and partly sunny is 3/8 to 5/8 of clouds
you
in the sky.
You keep going back to the National Weather Service's definition. What I'm trying to tell you is I don't actually think like
that. But you just said you went to your AccuWeather or whatever and it said 36%.
Yeah, because this isn't the National Weather Service. This is a trusted app.
And
but you said,
for this.
What, didn't you just say it's mostly sunny?
Partly sunny and beautiful.
Okay.
Cloud cover, so 36%.
Okay, so there's a bit of a, there's some leeway there, I guess, amongst the weather services.
I mean.
That's close enough to 3/8, though.
The next day, that's partly sunny. Partly sunny with a couple possible showers. Average cloud cover, 35%. It's all less than 50%.
So I've kind of figured out the only thing I need to do to pit you two against each other is bring up the weather.
I think he's just very intent on defending his, what he thinks is common sense. It's obviously just become like
the next day,
stretched.
Partly sunny. Cloud cover, 40%.
Yeah, 40% is over the 3/8 mark.
I don't care about the 3/8 mark.
Then what are you trying to argue here? You're just saying generally when it's under
50%. My interpretation of partly sunny versus partly cloudy. Why are we letting Johnny do this to us?
No. You're letting Johnny do this to you.
I'm enjoying this. Keep going.
He's winning. No, end it. Next segment. Nice try, Johnny.
In the trenches with Tolkien. Let's do it.
In the trenches with Tolkien.
Patrick, do you have a quote you would like to bring to table?
I do. I have a quote that I will bring to table. But first, let us set the scene.
Ah, yes.
It's a chilly morning on the Western Front. Cloud cover. Partly cloudy, one might say.
40% average cloud cover.
The Germans say it's partly sunny. But perhaps that's because they have Johnny and Major Funktu pinned down in a hole. The sniper aims at Major Funktu's head. They must escape back to their own lines, but they're pinned down. Johnny grabs a pen and paper.
I write to you now, pinned down with Major Funktu by a sniper. He says there is no time for writing, but there is always time for writing. We're the last two alive. We must get back to our trench. Major Funktu hasn't peed in hours. Now, I must go to die.
Johnny off in the wilderness with Major Funktu.
I think he might actually die this time.
Can you find him a latrine, please? This guy needs to relieve himself.
Listen, immediately. They're trying their best.
Also, what happened to the rest of your battalion?
Also, you didn't mention Mary in your letter. You just said, as I write to you today, you could be writing anybody.
To be honest, I completely forgot who I would name my cook to be.
No. Let's be honest. He was stressed by the sniper fire.
It was a rushed letter.
He didn't write a salutation.
Yeah.
This was like a legitimately like I'm seconds from dying, and he just scrambles it out while Major Funktu is trying to prevent him from expressing his intellectuality.
Well, how is the postman going to get it to the correct address?
They have carrier pigeons. Also, Major Funktu has to survive, right?
Well,
we'll find out. We're the only two left, so I can't be alone.
Yes, you certainly
can. I write to you now alone.
I mean, the creator of this story is really not Johnny here. It's Pat. So we'll find out what kind of setup he gives
you. There's no creator. This happened.
Well, the history books next week are going to be like, and Major Funktu had a heart attack and died. Now Johnny is alone.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get to the quote. Patrick, would you mind bringing us the quote?
Yes, the actual segment itself. Here is the Tolkien quote, which we will analyze today in our modern era with our modern norms and customs, as every good historian must do. Always take the modern era and use it to shed light on the past. Don't try and put the past in context. That's mumbo jumbo.
Of course.
The quote is this: that was the most awkward Wednesday he ever remembered.
Jeez. Okay. Do we know what this is from? What book?
Can I tell you that? Is that allowed? Is that permissible under?
No.
I feel like we've.
Well, actually, you should know. And the fact that you don't.
It's from the Fellowship of the Ring.
I will neither agree nor disagree, but it may or may not be from The Hobbit.
I was going to say, I think it's from The Hobbit because that sounds. Yeah.
Well, right off the bat, it's clearly a wine Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to say there's definitely a lot of wine involved.
I'm thinking what pops out right away from this quote, you know, if you read between the lines, it's clearly a karaoke night that just got out of hand.
and he's rendezvousing with his fellow hobbit friends in the morning for eggs and details. And
details.
So how would karaoke work in Hobbiton? So Pippin sings the real song? The many past who twed.
No, it's just then, the shortest.
There's only one song in the karaoke machine. You could drink your fancy. Yeah. You could drink Come By the Flagon.
Or it's just the shortest hobbit stands kind of kneeling by the stage and holding up the lyrics on a piece of parchment.
Okay. Yeah. And they just keep scrolling and scrolling. It just gets bigger and bigger. Yeah. And then they form like a hobbit tower because it's just so tall.
That's how the word scrolling came about.
I think you're right about that.
Whoa.
It actually probably did.
Yeah. No? Yeah. Might be one of the more accurate things we've said here.
Did we just say something kind of smart for once?
Cut it.
Delete. But yeah, I think someone probably got really drunk at karaoke night, sang totally off key, stripped naked, hit on the bartender, was thrown out of the Prancing Pony.
Hit on Rosie Golden Locket Tails?
No, the big fat man behind the bar.
Oh, Butterbur?
Oh, yeah. You mean in Bree.
Oh, they're in Bree. Okay.
Well.
How well do hobbits sing compared to men? Are they better singers, would you say?
Well, it's kind of like the Vienna Boys Choir.
Are they all sopranos?
No, they're all tenors.
Okay.
Counter tenors in their own. Is there a name for that?
Little boy.
No, is there a name for like. A countertenor is the equivalent if you're a fully grown male.
Like a eunuch.
Well, actually, there is some historical context to that.
Oh, no.
Which is sad. But,
I don't think Tolkien was referring to eunuchs. And that would certainly make a Wednesday awkward.
Okay. Maybe one of the hobbits became a eunuch that Wednesday to sing karaoke better while he was blackout drunk.
Wow, that would certainly show their commitment to song and dance.
What about Wednesdays is awkward in general? Maybe it was something very normal for Wednesdays.
Maybe one of them took the term hump day literally.
Yikes.
Just a thought.
I have a very strong sense that J.R.R. Tolkien and Johnny would not get off on a right foot if they met.
Or we would get off on the right foot.
Like literally?
No, I think we would have great banter together.
You talk about hobbit karaoke.
I can tell about Major Funk too.
I can see it right now. Like the first conversation over maybe a cup of coffee. Not a sponsor. Would be just so I had a thought. And the music would play like randomly out of nowhere.
Oh, God, he always does this. Johnny's like, I was once in the trenches myself.
Did you ever meet a Major Funk doing your travels?
How many letters did you write?
He's like, I wrote 4 books.
Oh. Is paper towels an oxymoron?
What the fuck was that?
That one I might not keep in. That one I might not keep in. Wow. I'm ashamed how stupid I am. I'm very smart when it comes to real things.
That might be the more interesting interaction as Chris and Tolkien.
I share a name with his son.
Cristobal.
So we would get along fine.
I think you would be the Faramir in that situation. That would
Yeah.
The Faramir?
Oh, Lord. Please give us strength.
Oh,
all right, we're going with karaoke because Chris offered paper towels. And I honestly can't think of anything. So hobbit karaoke makes for an awkward Wednesday. Oh, sorry.
Hobbit hump day karaoke makes for an awkward Wednesday.
Hobbit humps karaoke, makes himself eunuch, sings off key.
Embarrasses
spills
himself.
Spills his beer.
Hits on the large man bartender.
Bartender.
Throws him out.
Yeah.
great stories for breakfast the next day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got a little bit of that shame still residing there.
Oh, yeah.
But the eggs are also giving you some strength.
Yeah, but then
happiness.
You're ruthlessly mocked for weeks.
Right. I mean, the you can't go back to the town bar. Was
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And the wizard.
Yeah.
Which one? All right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Clearly, I can no longer think or speak about anything. So.
What?
What? What?
What does it sound like?
A gasp.
Johnny, do you hear that?
Ding, ling, ling, ding, ling.
Oh, I'm getting, sorry, someone's buzzing me. Oh, we have a review.
review.
This is from D. Ironfoot.
Okay.
The Dane himself.
I guess.
Hobbit.
The Palantir of podcasts. This is some highbrow material. Quality and critical commentary that can be enjoyed by intellectuals, philosophers, such as myself. Verily, the LaCroix of entertainment in a tap water era.
Wow.
5 stars.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ironfoot.
Got a writer here.
That's quite good.
I like that. Short and sweet.
Yeah, to the point.
Comes in with like a concluding, power chord, as they say in writing.
Indeed.
A true counter tenor to a bassist's eunuchry.
They do say okay. Bassists make good tenors.
Really?
Because their falsetto is so much lower. They can start their falsetto.
I feel like that's like a this is a start to a joke.
No.
But
yes, thank you for the review, eunuch.
Ironfoot.
Have you ever seen a large man use a rubber band to make his voice higher? That's what Chris is talking about.
Ironfoot. Do we know who this was?
No.
Do we have a name?
No, just name. D. Ironfoot.
D. Ironfoot. Iron feet.
Oh, my sides actually hurt.
Oh. Lord of the Rings reference. Well, very good. Thanks for that review. Well written. I don't think there's any grammatical errors there.
I don't find anything to judge or critique
good.
In there.
Look good.
It's quite good.
It's quite cool.
It's quite cool. What else you had, Inferno?
I don't think Chris is able to speak anymore. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in this week. As always, follow us on Instagram at SFH_podcasts and email us with any comments, questions, concerns at SFHpodcasts@gmail.com.
And we will see you all next week.
Any shout outs, Chris?
Well, on that note.
And he's back.
Well, on that note, thanks everybody for tuning into the episode. We really appreciate it. As always, you can find us on Instagram at SFH_podcast. Send your comments, questions, or concerns to SFHpodcasts@gmail.com. And we will see you all next week.
Next week.
Adios.
For Johnny, I'm Pat.
And for Chris, I'm Johnny.
And for Pat, I'm Chris.
We did it!
5-star enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on Instagram and give us a 5-star review on wherever you happen to find this podcast.
Coffee. Mug your drink, not your neighbor.
I like that one.
Is that bad?
Coffee. Because why not?
Who thought of that one?
All right, again.
You could do that for anything.
Yeah.
Coffee. Join the club. Make yourself look busy. Is it coffee?
I think you just added two together.
Wait. You're giving me too many options. Coffee. The natural laxative. I can't. Coffee. The only good excuse to use a mug.
It kind of is.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, man.
It's either tea or hot chocolate.
And who the fuck drinks hot chocolate?
Coffee. Because adulting is hard.
Very millennial.
Coffee. The bean juice laxative.
Love me some bean juice.
Bean juice,
I love that
the bean
phrase.
Juice is the best.
Coffee. Get addicted.
That might be runner up.
Coffee. The drug for the white collar worker. If you're not doing cocaine.